New federal standards for measuring high school graduation rates reveal that many Washington state school districts are graduating fewer students than previously reported. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
In 2011, the Washington Association of School Administrators named Mary Alice Huchel Superintendent of the Year. In this promotional video, Huchel described how she helped transform the Renton School District in her 5 years as superintendent.
And our fierce focus on achievement. In 2006, our graduation rate was a little over 74%, and for the last 2 years in a row, we have celebrated 93%. So we're very proud of that.
The next year, Renton boasted an even higher graduation rate, 94%. That's an extremely high rate for a high-poverty urban district. And it's not true. Renton's actual graduation rate that year was 79%. The 94% rate Renton claimed was the district's estimated graduation rate. That's the number both Washington gubernatorial candidates used in their campaigns last year, touting Renton's academic success. Until recently, the state gave districts a lot of leeway in how they tallied student enrollment. That allowed for some creative accounting. A struggling 18-year-old might be counted as a 10th grader for the third year in a row, not a 12th grader who failed to graduate. Now new federal guidelines require states to count graduation rates the same way, by tracking individual students from 9th grade through graduation day.
Across all of the districts statewide, the adjusted cohort, the new way of calculating graduation rates, yields a slightly lower rate than our estimated cohort rates that we used to calculate.
Robin Munson is an assistant superintendent at the State Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction. She says although the statewide graduation rate changed just a few percentage points under the new method, for individual schools and districts, the difference can be great.
But in all cases, we feel it yields a more accurate rate.
The state has been publishing both the old and new graduation rates for several years. That's let districts publicize the more flattering rate. In Renton's case, a difference of 15 percentage points last year. Next year, districts won't have that luxury. No one in Renton School District responded to KUOW's request for comment. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.